With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Envoys from Iran and the U.S. have arrived in Oman ahead of the first talks over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program since President Trump returned to the White House. Those talks set to be between Iran's foreign minister and the U.S. Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff. As Greg Clarkson reports, the president is repeating his claim and his insistence that preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon is the goal, and he is not backing down one bit.
When it comes to Iran, the president says the goal is simple.
I want Iran to be a wonderful, great, happy country, but they can't have a nuclear weapon.
The president says he prefers a diplomatic solution, even as he warns that Iran will face great danger if talks don't go well. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Ron Taylor reports a deadly crash has raised new questions about the safety of New York's helicopter tours.
A helicopter crash that killed six in New York City has renewed concerns about the safety of the popular sightseeing excursions. Longtime opponents have revived calls for outright banning non-essential helicopter flights in the city. Since 2005, five helicopters on commercial sightseeing flights have fallen into the city's rivers as a result of mechanical failures, pilot errors, or collisions, killing 20 people. But industry leaders maintain helicopter journeys are safe and that the city's airspace is well regulated. Mayor Eric Adams says he doesn't support further restrictions on the aircrafts, saying they're crucial for the city. Ron Taylor reporting.
President Trump feeling upbeat after completing his annual physical exam following several hours of testing at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The president told reporters about aboard Air Force One that he is doing well, has never felt better. The 78-year-old president also said he underwent a cognitive exam as part of that inspection of his health. This is SRN News. Sex change operations will no longer be financed by Kentucky taxpayers.
The new law was passed by the state's majority Republican legislature, which had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear to make it stick. Beshear is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party and a potential presidential candidate. But he continues to go all in on the LGBT agenda with a special fondness for transgenderism. Political experts say those positions helped bring about the Democratic defeat in last year's elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has denied a motion to stop the National Endowment for the Arts from barring funds to artists whose projects promote gender ideology, saying that the agency is no longer doing that. Four arts groups sued the NEA last month, seeking a preliminary injunction over what they said were violations of their First Amendment rights. The requirements were initially added to grant application forms following an executive order from President Trump. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer says there may be a pullback on less polluting buses for school kids.
Hundreds of school districts around the United States may have to abandon plans to acquire electric buses after an EPA freeze on funding. Some districts who already bought the buses have not yet been reimbursed and wonder if they ever will be. That sparked panic and confusion in districts that must find other ways to cover the costs or delay or cancel their purchases. The freeze also hits companies building and selling the buses. The push for electric buses has long had bipartisan support, with many arguing the transition will help the environment and benefit the health of children while saving districts money over the long run. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A missionary was abducted by armed and masked men as he was preaching a sermon before a congregation in Eastern Cape Province in South Africa this week. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.